The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Just finding your posture. Finding your suppleness and your strength. Just letting gravity have almost everything. You're sitting, maybe some energy in the spine, but you just give the rest of body and mind to gravity and the earth. Just exploring ways of breathing that induce some tranquility, ease, aliveness. It's only in imagining that we are permanent that we begin to acclimatize to goodness, to take things for granted. But when we understand finitude deeply, just this breath is enough, satiating. Don't wait to let go. Time is now. Everything looks different in the wake of surrender. We absorb the body blows of past. The pull of future. Absorb those impacts on our body, and they too can be a cause and condition for arriving. Meeting the intensity of the human condition without resorting so much to words, control. Keep breathing. And because it's all a little too much without love. We practice loving. And just that word maybe does something to body, mind. And just abide and almost like a certain frequency, body sensation. Called love. So I see in the chat that friend, Dharma friend, somebody known for many years died this weekend, Kathleen Haviland. And it's kind of shocking to see that somebody with a complex medical history, but did not know she was critically ill if she was. And I don't know, I just feel pulled to say something about her, kind of meet over, I knew her over many years, and she always like come to me with like very multi-layered dukkha, and she would kind of paint both of us, and there was a lot to be to grieve for sure. But she would paint both of us into this kind of corner where it was like there was no space. There was no space, kind of. But I knew enough. I had enough patience and enough confidence in the Dharma, in her, that it would be like I'm not going to be completely seduced by this claustrophobia, you know? And she would stop, and then we would just like start unpacking a little. And then there was like more space. And she could feel that. Yeah, so I send my love to her and hers. Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Zohar.